relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And our special guest, our West Coast warrior princess, who always brings the goods. She stops America turning into California every single day. She is the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also with CRNTalk.com. And I bet she knows, because he's a leading Republican, who Reid Ribble is.
Yeah, of course. I go way back with Reid, you know? Please, he's a top Republican.
Okay, where's
no
Jeff?
One knows who. Jeff, I don't even think
away
his mother
from the
knows.
Microphone. Jeff actually took. So, leading, quote unquote, The Hill says leading Republicans are creating a new party because they've had enough of, you know, Republican parties that represent the American people. And Jeff's looked it up. Reid Ribble is one of them. Who is Reid Ribble again?
Before he was Congress, he was the president of the National Roofers Contract Association.
Oh, of course.
Well, you knew that, right, Jen?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. I do a little work at my house, yeah.
Are you afraid of this new Republican Party?
Oh, yeah, Liz Cheney and Reid Ribble. I tweeted out earlier today, O.J. Simpson, CNN, and Ted Lieu are all endorsing Liz Cheney. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Ted Lieu as well, little Teddy?
Do you remember, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, 2006, when Dick Cheney, the Cheney name, was synonymous with Satan, if you were a liberal in this country.
Yes, warmongers.
Absolutely. They hated Dick Cheney and anything that would share his last name. And Liz Cheney would always share that stink with him. Then all of a sudden you have her come out and say about Trump and literally said, I was doing this yesterday. I was trying to get some news on Israel. Imagine that, like a real story that's important. And so I was talking with someone in my office, my friend at work, and he's like, hey, you know, you're watching Fox. They're talking about the gasoline line. Can we switch around and see if we can find some Israel news? And I'm like, yeah, let's go to CNN, right? They're international news experts. They're doing live coverage of Liz Cheney's floor speech. I mean, who cares? She's
well,
not
the,
leaving
well,
Congress. No one's expelling her.
The GOP didn't because only one member of the Republican Party listened to her speech.
Right, but she got a standing ovation. Did you see that news on CNN? They're like, she got a standing ovation on the floor. I'm like, her mom doesn't count, all right?
Does it count if you vote, if you clap for yourself? Does that
right,
count?
Right, was anybody there for the standing ovation? I'm telling you, the way that this has become some big news story. Look, say what you will about Trump, and she was totally inappropriate. I'm glad she's gone with what she said about the president, who happens to be, by the way, the leader of the Republican Party still to this day.
Period. Thank you.
Period. End of story. But if you look at the polling, I mean, this is what needs to happen in the Republican Party. We need to vote these people out. We need to expel them because these are the people that got the Republican Party into trouble anyway. They are the complacent ones who were not aware that we are in a culture war. They think that the old school rules need to apply, and it hurts their sensibilities to actually fight. So, you know, I think this Liz Cheney's the first, but there is a list of Republicans. There are a list of Republicans that need to go because it is time that the Republican Party starts reflecting the wants, the needs, the desires of the American people and the Republic.
So here's the big question for you, Jennifer Horn. Follow this lady right now on Twitter, Jennifer Horn. We can allow ourselves a moment of adulation, celebration, because not one person, not one Republican
was prepared to defend this woman today. Not even Adam Kinzinger was prepared to say, oh, yeah, it's really good to vote to impeach the man who got more votes than any other president in human history in the United States. Nobody defended her. But here's the downside. I don't see the GOP being serious on the rest of what they have to do, specifically election integrity and big tech. So if you have to have a balance sheet for today, 117 days into the Biden administration, do you agree with me that this is one little victory, but the GOP still hasn't stepped up to the plate?
100%. I mean, this victory is important today, and I don't even know if it's that big of a victory. It is not getting rid of Liz Cheney from Congress. It's replacing her in party leadership. And that's important right now because we are a year away from the midterm elections. The voice of the party, and I'm not talking about the people who serve us in Washington, D.C. The voters support the America First agenda. Liz Cheney does not. It is not about a personality conflict with her and the former president. If you look at her plan on immigration, it matches word for word, verbatim, the plan laid out or the lack of plan laid out by the Biden administration. She is not lining up with the America First agenda. And coming into an election year, do you want her to be the person to fundraise when she doesn't share the ideals with the bulk of the party? No, you don't. Elise Stefanik is not perfect. I am not happy with her record, but I am happy about the fact she knows how to flip a seat from blue to red. She's got a name because of her fight during the impeachment. And so she's going to be able to help flip seats and she is going to be able to help fundraise. And that is what is important right now. Is she perfect? Absolutely not. But what is most important and really, truly the only person I have really heard give voice to this loudly and consistently is Senator Ted Cruz, that S1 or HB1, whatever you want to call it, this voting bill that Democrats are just intent on pushing down the throat of the American people is something I know about because it's taking California laws for elections and it's federalizing them. What is in this bill is so dangerous, and it's not just to Republicans. It's not even about just winning elections. But ask your Democrat friends, ask your friends who are independent, somewhere in the middle, who are soft on this. Ask them if they want the federal government subsidizing elections. Because what is going to happen if this bill passes? It's not just about throwing away the idea of voter ID, which is what most voters in the country support. It is not about providing more access to voter fraud through ballot harvesting and all these other initiatives, but it's going to provide subsidies so that 6-to-1, any amount that a candidate raises under $200 will be matched by the federal government 6-to-1. Do you want to provide that cash train to candidates in all these elections? Because I don't. I don't think that's a good use of my taxpayer money. Let people fundraise on their own. That's a piece of getting into the political game. And I don't understand how anybody, Democrat, Republican, or somewhere in between, would support that idea.
How about the obverse? Let me ask you, since you're getting very specific on one aspect of HR1, which is an utter disaster. It's the federalization of elections, and the Constitution is clear. It is the state houses that actually run the election, not the states. Mm-hmm. This is what Victoria Tunting educated me on. Not the states, not the governors, not the state secretaries. It is the legislatures exclusively that the Constitution says runs those elections. How about this model out of the UK? In the UK, there's no matching funds or multiplication of matching funds. There is state funding of elections, but there is a cap. And there's mm-hmm. a very low cap. You cannot spend more than X amount in a national election in the UK. What do you think of that?
I have always liked that idea, actually, of given truth serum. But I also think that there is something to our election process. If I had to adopt something, yes, having a cap, having a shortened election cycle.
Yes.
I think those are all great things that we could take from our friends in the UK. I think those are all really great ideas. But given our election system and just knowing what's real, there is something to fundraising. And look, I see it in California. It is hard to raise money if you do not have a brand name. But if you get excitement behind you, I mean, part of this is building the process, right? Becoming known. This is all part of the process that means something to voters. So unfortunately, I think that maybe wouldn't work because I think you'd have elections that are filled with hundreds and hundreds of candidates. So I think this kind of filters out some of the, I don't want to say the best candidates because there are a lot of people who can't raise money, but certainly it provides some boundaries as to how big elections can get as far as candidate size goes.
All right. back to the news with regards to the Biden administration's 117 days. I know it's not one of the states that has been affected by the Colonial Pipeline hack out of Russia, but I have to ask you because, you know, I've lived in America for 13 years now, mm-hmm. and in 13 years, I have never, ever, ever seen the local gas station with a line outside it. Today, it had a line outside it. Are Californians taking their jerry cans to the local pump?
No, we are not filling up on gasoline yet.
Because you can't afford it.
We can't afford it. I bought gas yesterday. I paid $4.39 a gallon for regular, for just regular gasoline. So it is really expensive to buy gas. We have over a dollar in gas taxes that we pay above the national average. It's pricey in California. But what people on the West Coast and in the middle who haven't felt this gas shortage are waiting for is that eventually we're going to feel it, right? This is affecting the airline industry because
yes.
it impacts jet fuel. It's impacting the supply chain. At some point it will because it affects diesel fuel as well. So we're going to feel the ramifications of this. And look, it used to be really cute to say the Biden administration is Obama 2.0. But I'm going to say now, Seb, this is a disastrous Carter 2.0. I mean, you've got inflation that is just skyrocketing. You've got conflicts now going on in Iran and the Middle East. And now you have gas lines. I mean, come on.
But hang on. But hang on, Jen. It's okay.
It's okay.
Sleepy Creepy's got a 63% approval rating.
He has a plan. Just give him 5 days. That's what he told us last week. Just give me 5 days, man. Come on, man.
Well, he's done enough destruction in the last 117. We're talking to Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, crntalk.com. So much more to discuss about what's happening in California. And is it going to be a model for the rest of America? Stay tuned here on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, whatever it is, shoulder, neck, back, ankle, knee, and you haven't found relief anywhere else, you've got to try this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting liberated from their daily pain, just like Yvonne in California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Call now. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company, and we'll defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
Would the administration offer any advice on whether or not to pay a ransom?
So typically that is a private sector decision, and the administration has not offered further advice at this time. Given the rise in ransomware, that is one area we're definitely looking at now to say what should be the government's approach to ransomware actors and to ransoms overall.
Oh, it has nothing to do with infrastructure or national security. That is a deputy national security advisor. That is Ann Neuberger in the Biden administration saying it's a private 17 states, gasoline in 17 states. That's a private matter. Had to play that because I find it mind-numbing. We are back with Jennifer Horn, our West Coast warrior, host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Jennifer, we have to talk about what's happening in California. First things first, how is Gruesome Newsom? How is Nancy's nephew, the governor, doing? And is he just promising bread and circus in an attempt to stop the recall?
He's sweating. The guy that was dining at the French Laundry just a few months ago, drinking $10,000 bottles of wine. Guess what he was doing on Tuesday? It was maybe Monday or Tuesday this week in L.A.
Was he giving out free stuff?
No, he was cleaning trash off the side of the freeway. Oh. He vested up.
Did he muss his hair up? Did he muss his hair up?
Well, you know, the gel was just, he got a little piece out of whack. That's right. Just to look like he had a hard day. But he went out for the photo opportunity to pick up trash by an area where homeless people sleep by the freeway. So I thought that was pretty nice. And then
Is it all cleaned up now? Is California all cleaned up now?
Sparkling cleaned. No, okay. Absolutely. No, still a pit because he's got a homeless crisis that is out of control. One of every four people, they like to call them unhoused people now in the country. one in four who are in this country unhoused are in California. Our homeless problem is extensive. It's huge. And it now runs throughout the whole state. It used to just be in the big cities, but it's a big deal. And for those of you keeping track and playing the home version of California, why would we ever want to move here? Gavin Newsom in San Francisco, when he was mayor, promised that he would fix the homeless problem. He promised it again when he was lieutenant governor, promised again as governor, yet our homeless problem still out of control and probably only going to get worse once the eviction moratoriums expire. But he did something else.
What?
Not only was he cleaning up trash, but, you know, he's facing this recall. So if you turn to page 4 of the Democrats' playbook, which I know you have in front of you, I know you picked it up at that used bookstore.
Hey, what is it about used bookstores? They're making fun of me the whole time during the break. Behave. I love gun stores, cigar stores, and used bookstores. That's my choice as an American. Carry on.
So if you turn to that page in the Democrats' handbook, it says, if you are under duress, just promise people money, right? You see that there at the top of the chapter?
No, that's page 2.
I know. And clearly it worked because the Democrats promised more money than Republicans in the form of stimulus. They took those seats in the Senate. Obviously, we had a presidential election I will not comment on.
Comment. He was stolen. That's fine. Carry on.
So that was all promised. And you see an election delivered. In California, Gavin Newsom decided that all of a sudden he found a surplus, a budget surplus of $75
billion. Hang on, I thought California was bankrupt.
Well, it depends on how you define bankrupt and what kind of math you do. If you look at California's budget, we do have a surplus because we live in a high tax state.
Yeah.
And everybody pays a lot of money to live in the state. So there is a lot of money sitting around in the coffers. But if you factor in the unfunded pension liability, which California has a lot of, California would essentially be bankrupt. However, Newsom doesn't figure in the pensions unless he needs money or bailout from the federal government like he did last year when Trump was president. But now that Biden's president and he's received his money from the CARES Act, now he wants to talk about this surplus that his you know, exceptional management has brought to us. So to celebrate, he's going to send almost every Californian $600 in economic relief. If you make $75,000 a year or less, you're going to get $600. If you have a child, you get another $500.
Is he going to survive the recall with that?
Well, this is what he's doing. He's trying to promise money. But get this, $500 also to illegal immigrants that are in the state, which should be pretty outrageous. Just cut taxes and you'll get rid of your surplus or take care of the pension liability. I think he's attempting to survive the recall. I think it's very possible, Seb, that he does. There's some new polling that's out that suggests people have kind of cooled to the idea of a recall. But it's a long few months ahead of the election, which will probably be held at the end of October or the beginning of November. And a lot can happen if the right candidate comes along with enough money to spend and they talk about all of the stuff that Gavin Newsom did wrong in the past year. Then I think it is very much a possibility that's still on the table. But in any case, he's up for re-election next year. So he's kind of in the same boat as Cuomo in New York. If they survive Cuomo's impeachment or if you survive the recall in California, you still have to face the possibility that you will not survive in the election. But there is an opportunity for Republicans. There are a lot of people who are jumping in the race. Caitlyn Jenner making news,
right.
John Cox and Kevin Faulkner. And, you know, maybe someone else with a bigger name may jump into the race as well and see if there is a serious challenge for Newsom. I still think it's about 60-40. I think there is an opportunity for Republicans to make a move in this process.
All right. We have to. We're almost out of time here, but we have to talk about everything that this man has done to California, along with other Democrats. First time in the history, the recorded history of California, the population of the state has shrunken. And it could be because of what we're reading with regards to the homicide rate in Los Angeles. What is going on?
Yeah, the homicide rate is absolutely skyrocketing. And you can You can feel it. I don't know if you've lived in a city where crime suddenly spikes, and you can kind of feel it when you're outside and people are just on guard. Everybody seems to be looking over their shoulder. Just the other day, there was a Molotov cocktail thrown in a police station. No one did anything about it. The media didn't even cover this event. It was right down the street from my office where I am during my day job. I didn't even hear about it until 2 days later because a lot of the crime isn't even being reported on anymore because I don't think they want to dwell on it. Our local media is in bed with the Democrats and progressives running the state, just like the mainstream news media is for the Democrats at a federal level. And there's a recall ongoing now with George Gascon, our district attorney, who has completely softened the laws. And I don't think that they want to help out that process. So a lot of these crimes we're only hearing about if it involves murder. Everything else seems to be getting swept under the rug.
Is there any information on who threw that Molotov cocktail into the police department?
They arrested him. They watched him. But how, I mean, wouldn't that be a story? I mean, someone tries to firebomb a police station.
White supremacists? Were they wearing a red hat?
It was not a red hat wearing white supremacist. No, it was not. It was someone else. But, we don't know what the motivation was other than the anti-police sentiment, which is part of the reason that crime has been skyrocketing around Los Angeles. It's no penalties. It is, if you do get put into jail, you're going to be let out. And the police are really kind of having to back off because they can't even arrest people because of George Gascon's reduction of special circumstances and really even lack of ability to charge. I mean, we were talking on The Morning Answer about this car chase with the guy who stole the U-Haul.
All right. Enough.
He laughed and he said, "Nice to see you, Los Angeles," when he got arrested.
You got to go. Look for the video.
Right?
The flaming U-Haul truck. I didn't want to believe it when I was on Jen's show on Tuesday. OJ's got nothing on this one. Check it out this week. The flaming, and I mean flaming U-Haul chase across Los Angeles. She's Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. Next, from one warrior princess to another, former attorney to the President of the United States, Jenna Ellis, here in studio.
Everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution.
That's strange because he got the most votes than any president ever got in American history. Liz Cheney, I'm going to play that again and again and again just to show the world who you are. Because in this country, you don't get to decide who becomes president. The American people decide, or should decide. And on that note, let's talk to a very special guest in studio. She is now the chair of the Election Integrity Alliance. Full disclosure, she's my new boss, I guess, because I'm a member of the national board. Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the President of the United States. Welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you, Seb. Thanks so much. And I love the fact that we are working together on this project, and I hope that that's encouraging to all Americans.
Well, I can't use the word she used in the break because FCC regulations do not permit them, but they were indicative of a rather serious attitude to getting things done. Let's just start with the apropos of the news of the day. The third most highest ranking Republican on Capitol Hill in the House has been removed from office on a voice vote. I don't care which party we're talking about. Democrat, Republican, Independents, Libertarians, Purple, Spaghetti Monsters. I'm not interested. But don't we have an issue when any politician says, "It's my job to stop somebody from becoming president"? Isn't that a little bit creepy? Is that how we choose presidents?
It's so arrogant.
And
right. It's such a swamp, elitist, bushy, blech, you know, kind of a move.
I think that's the technical term.
Yes. Blech.
Blech. That,
you know,
that's
it's
the technical
like
term.
Yes. You know the vomiting emoji that just that's right. That insert that
if
right there.
If you're wondering what the sound was for the vomiting emoji, we have it for you right here.
Yes, you can play Cheney's clip and then play my, But this is exactly what President Trump did to transform Washington, to smoke out those foxes that were in the hole and were in the Republican Party and not actually working for you and me and on behalf of the American people and the America First agenda, which is not about Trump. It's all about us. When he walked out on that stage, every rally, to proud to be an American, that was my favorite moment because it was all about the common ideology, value, and virtue that unites us as Americans. And he was simply the, and is simply the leader of that movement. And for Liz Cheney to think that as she's getting knocked down a couple of pegs, that she can go out by saying, I'm going to do everything I can to stop you. That's just pathetic.
Now, what you're doing and what you have invited me to do with you, with Ken Paxton from Texas and some other great members, Bernie Kerik as well, and you've got some announcements to make with regards to the National Board.
Yes.
We keep hearing this from the legacy lying media, from the establishment, that the Republicans have become a cult-like party. It's personality worship. What has personality or cult-like behavior got to do with transparent elections, Jenna Ellis?
Absolutely nothing. And if you want to talk about worshiping personality types, look at the leftists. Look at them who always bring identity politics into it. They always talk about if you're a man versus a woman. Even Stacey Abrams talking about masculine jobs as that was just nonsense. But and then talking about the difference of, you know, your skin color. That's the cult. That's the worship of identity politics. And what the Election Integrity Alliance and the Trump legal team did, and now the Election Integrity Alliance is continuing to move forward, is this whole idea that our country was founded on the principle that our rights come from God, our creator, not our government. And it's the sole purpose of government to preserve and protect those rights. And therefore, we self-govern. We do not have leaders that have a right to be in power by heritage, by conquest, by the Washington swamp.
Yeah.
We, the people, get to select them. So therefore, it is a required essential component that free and fair elections, transparent elections continue. That's an American principle. It's not a Republican one or a Democrat one. It is American. And for every single Democrat that tries to call this voter suppression, they have no idea what they're talking about, or they're purposefully trying to undermine
the effort. I'm into voter suppression. I want to suppress all illegal votes.
Right.
Sue me. We're talking to Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the president, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, now chair of the Election Integrity Alliance. We're going to talk about what that alliance element of the title is all about momentarily. But don't forget as well, host of the Real America's Voice, Just the Truth TV show and Just the Truth podcast. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ on Twitter, Jenna Ellis Esquire, also on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you like this show, if you like our guests, and you're into the guy with a funny accent who's on the microphone right now, I think I know why it is. Because just like my old boss, you love the fight. Not for the fight itself, but for what we're fighting for this great nation, for truth, liberty, the American way. And why? Because we're made in the image of our creator. That's where our rights come from. Another great patriot, truth teller, is, of course, the man who supports our show with his incredible products, Mike Lindell, who is being attacked relentlessly by the wokeristas, 25 corporations boycotting his products. Please stand up for the truth. Stand with Mike. They're trying to destroy him. Go straight to his website. Order one of his more than 100 incredible products. His pillows alone, he sold 51 million of them. I use them. President Trump uses them. My whole team, they're that good. And because you're a friend of this show, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Send a message to the cultural fascists on the left. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for massive discounts. Or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, we are back with the chair of the new National Committee. It is the Election Integrity Alliance. We're going to talk about what that last word means in a moment. But I want to kind of open the aperture, broaden it to say that this isn't just about some wonkish election policy kind of thing. It's much broader. And I'm going to open the aperture as wide as I can and use a cut from Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle. Now, you may think a reality TV star and a comedian have nothing to say on this issue, but you'd be wrong. Play cuts.
It's again, like you say, no one can be woke enough. You know, I'm torn because I like a warrior for a good cause, but I'm really into tactics. You're not going to nag people into behaving.
Right.
In a way that's, you know, in fact, if you continue with this tone, even if you're right, you'll be very hard to hear.
So when he says, when a guy who's basically untouchable, like Chappelle and Rogan, when they say you can't be woke enough, all of this stuff is interconnected because you want election integrity and you're being called a racist. Anybody who says election integrity, well, you've got to be a bad guy. But isn't that all part and parcel of how political correctness is taking over?
Yes, and the terms that have meaning, like election integrity, the integrity of the election to make sure it's free and fair, that term has now been harnessed by the left, just like male versus female. To say it can mean whatever we want it to mean, and it doesn't have to, in fact, match reality. And that's where they're decoupling the truth of the meaning of a term from what it actually is. And that's the entire idea of leftist Marxism, to say we are going to not reflect in our vocabulary and in our language at what reality actually is. And so through that, we are going to try to coerce you into silence.
Let me
because
stop you for a second.
Can't speak our truth.
So, okay, that's the important part. So it's the decoupling of language from the reality it actually describes, but it's not a random decoupling. This isn't some kind of anarchic language means nothing, it's all random. It is decoupling from the truth, the objective truth, which is what your show is all about, and it is harnessing it for the momentary political objective, correct?
Absolutely. And this is where the leftists then will try to use a term that has always been something that we understand, like, say, for example, racism. We all know that racism is wrong in the truest sense in the definition of it, because genuine equality means that we respect that all human beings, regardless of any other immutable characteristics, all human beings are made in the image of God and as such have inherent dignity and worth. And so if you are discriminating and treating another human being on the basis of their skin color as less intrinsically valuable, that's the definition of racism,
right?
But what they would like to say is your political theory, your political alliance, your policy, just because we don't agree with that, that's what makes you a racist. But they can't even couple the policy with the human element. And so they're trying to take this nefarious evil label and put it on something that doesn't belong. Like they're trying to say someone who is biologically a man, we will now call a woman and give the virtue of what genuinely in the scope of reality makes a woman a woman. We're going to put that label on someone who in reality is a man. And so what we have to do is make sure that we call out the left on their terms and say, no, words have meaning. Reality is objective. It's self-evident, like what our founders recognized. And we have to be willing to stand up and say, no, I don't care if you call me a racist. That doesn't even matter. We can't be intimidated into silence. So when they try to say election integrity is all about racism or all about any of these other things, we have to say no. We're going to continue to fight for it, and here's the accurate definition of that term.
So you fought for President Trump and election integrity last year. Now, under the American Greatness Fund, you have created this national board. I'm excited to be part of it because you're a go-getter, you get things done, and because you're a fighter. And especially it's exciting because you have this word alliance at the end of it. This isn't just Republicans. This isn't just people who worked for the president. So in the last minute we have with you in this segment, we're talking to Jenna Ellis. What is the alliance portion of this initiative all about? Who are you hoping to work with?
Everyone who shares the common goal. And that's what we have to do in Washington, because there are all different types of coalitions, organizations, members that are all doing their own thing. And one of the things that I've learned in my short time in Washington is that coalitions matter. Yeah. And everyone needs to stop intercompeting with each other. If we all have the same common goal and we ally together, there's strength in numbers. So I don't want to compete with anyone. I want to amplify what they're doing and tell the American people we're getting this done.
And people can find out more. They can sign up for information underneath AmericanGreatnessFund.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sign up for all our news, press releases. If you are concerned that nothing is going on in election integrity, sign up for our updates, because you have no idea. There are so many organizations nationally that are fighting on the ground right now.
Okay, so be part of this fight. If you haven't given up, and Americans don't give up, it's un-American. Join today, sign up, go to the AmericanGreatnessFund.com, and then look for the Election Integrity Alliance, headed by our special guest, Jenna Ellis, Jenna Ellis ESQ, on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. This is a message only for people out there who are in daily pain, who have found relief nowhere else, and who are desperate. Do what I did. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and less than 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free almost 3 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
So what does this all mean to you? When I was a professor, I told my guys, doesn't matter what the course was, who was in the classroom, I said, first class, the only question you need to ask every single day is, so what? That's the only question. You can read, be smart, analyze, write. But if you can't tell me, what difference does it make to the world? You're wasting my time and yours. So the so what question is election integrity, the Election Integrity Alliance. What does it mean to the millions of people listening right now? I'll tell you a little story. Jenna, I was at an event in California. And in the midst of the Q&A, this woman stood up and it was like, wow, one lady, no institutional affiliation, had had enough and started fighting the local government in California to clean up the election rolls, to get dead people who have moved out of the state off the rolls, and she was winning. So what you're doing on a national level with me, with the other members of the board, this isn't just about us in the swamp. Doesn't everybody have a role to play?
Absolutely. This is all about a coordinated coalition. This is why we call it the Alliance. And the so what here is the difference between gas being $1.98 versus $6. It's the difference between free America versus dependence on China. It's the difference between having a president who would speak to the press and be transparent versus someone who's hiding in the White House basement. Every single day when you send your kids to school and you're concerned about whether critical race theory
right.
is being taught.
Or whether there's going to be a war in the Middle East.
Right. That's what we're trying to do here. That when you look at elections nationally, but then also on your state and local level, election integrity is about everything that affects your freedom and liberty day to day. And the American people cannot opt out. They cannot opt out from the vote. Because that's what I'm seeing. A lot of people are saying that they're
with these messages, I've had enough and we've lost America. Like, excuse me? Maybe you'll be insulted. Are you American? You're giving up? Is that what the founding fathers did?
Right. We would still be a British colony.
You'd speak real English. Yes.
Right. And we would all have funny accents, right? But this is where we can't give up and just say, well, if 2020 isn't corrected, then I'm out.
Right.
And everyone is very upset that justice was not served in the 2020 election because of the state legislatures. But we have to move forward and look at the entire scope of what we're doing and protect election integrity for the future.
Now, some might call this blackmail in front of our listeners that I haven't rehearsed this question with her and I'm just doing it on the show. But I'm going to do it anyway. This is so important. So many Americans feel nothing's happening. They want to know more. Will you give us regular in-studio updates of what the Alliance is doing, Jenna?
Of course I will.
That's how you do it.
I will be here anytime you want.
That's how you do it. Okay, follow her right now, at Jenna Ellis ESQ. It's the National Election Integrity Alliance. It is Just the Truth podcast. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.